About three quarters of the state is forest land, so who's making sure all of those trees are healthy and being treated fairly? Hundreds of volunteer tree stewards who take the stewardship of the Urban Landscape Tree Steward Program. They advocate for the trees, kind of like the Loraxes of Vermont. We walked the beat with one of them, Sue Lovering, as she inspected trees on Main Street in Johnson.
This is a honey locust tree. It was planted 2 years ago for Johnson's Main Street project, in which they put 43 new trees in. It's planted in the sidewalk with grates, which has presented a little bit of a logistical problem when it comes to mulching and weeding. Weeds come through a grate, mulch does not. This tree and the one next to it are not doing very well. Part of the reason for that, we feel, is that it's in front of a restaurant, and we pulled 200 cigarette butts out of three trees on this little patch right here this summer. Cigarette butts are full of toxins. They leach into the soil. Every time this tree gets rain, you get more toxins leached in, and the tree sucks it up. This tree in particular is at risk because it's planted in a very small pit, 3.5 by 3.5 feet by about 5 feet deep. I've loved trees and nature since my earliest memories. I own a bunch of trees. And the thought of helping trees, planting more trees, just brings me great joy. As far as our urban trees go, the trees that we have planted in the village rights of way and on Main Street, we keep them healthy, prune them, mulch them, fertilize them, make sure if something gets broken, we take care of it. This one we haven't gotten to yet this year, but this was volcano mulched when it was planted. And you can see that the ground is too high around the base of it. It's one of the leading causes of tree death is volcano mulch, and you see it all the time in people's trees. What it means is when you mulch your tree, you pile the mulch up around the tree base a few inches, and it's enough to destroy the bark and let insects and disease in around the base of the tree, and it's a slow killer when it happens. So this is another autumn blaze, but this tree is extremely interesting. This is a very old maple. It was planted by our tree warden's grandfather. And it's one of the original Main Street trees on Johnson. Johnson used to be, this street, Main Street, used to be lined with old maples like that. They were out here somewhere. There are old postcard shots of, you know, cars on dirt roads with these huge, beautiful maples just arching over the road. I would so love to see that here again. One of our goals here on the tree board is to get those trees back again. We have a human-sized emerald ash borer costume that's grown locally famous. We call it the Big Bug. I dress up in it on occasion. Actually, it belongs to the state, and other people do too. But, you know, we wear it in parades and functions and things like that, just to get people to ask, what is that? And then we point them over to our display tent where they pick up information and talk to somebody. We did an ash inventory on the rights of way. We found 2,470 ash trees in 46 miles of road. That did not include the two state highways that run through this town. So ash is a big problem. There's a lot of it in Vermont, and it really needs to be addressed preemptively, proactively. There goes a truck full of ash now. Someone's preemptively cutting.
Sue Lovering is a graduate of the Soul Tree Steward Program. She also serves on the Johnson Conservation Commission and Tree Board. The annual Tree Stewards Conference is this Saturday in Bristol. And that piece was produced by VPR's Rick Singeri.